I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Shaletta Show. I am your host, Shaletta Brundage, and you're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO, your good neighbor station, Toronto, North Minneapolis, Brooklyn Park, and Brooklyn Center. Now, you all know our journey. When I wrote my daughter's autism book, Cameron Goes to School, it wasn't because I wanted to be a first-time author or do a children's book. I got enough jobs raising three children with special needs, okay? But when my daughter came home and told me she wanted white skin, and I asked her why, she said, well, Mommy, because all the characters in the books that I read at school are white. I don't have any brown-skinned friends to read about in my books. So I went marching my old black self up to the school and talked to the librarian, and sure enough, she told me that my daughter would probably have a better chance of finding a book about a truck or a dinosaur or a dog before she found a book about a little black girl with autism. So instead of fussing and cussing and acting a fool, I just went on down to a local publisher and decided that I was going to tell my daughter's story to not just pay tribute to her, but it's a love letter for all little black girls with autism. Cameron Goes to School is now, thanks to so many people in the African-American community, the autism community, the Girl Scouts, the YMCA, it's now an Amazon bestseller. It's being sold at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you buy books. And it's all because representation matters. And I'm not the only one out there trying to make sure that there are books with little black girls and boys on the cover. I am so excited to have, oh my goodness, I'm getting chills, Marley Diaz. She is a phenomenal woman. Young lady, I have to say compliments to her parents for raising a trailblazer, because at just 11 years old, she was doing the same thing I was doing at 48, venting about the lack of African-American characters on the cover of books, not just for early readers, but for all readers. So she founded the Grassroots Community Foundation, and she knows about organizing. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Because she set out to collect 1,000 books with black girls as the main characters, and she got 9,000 in just a few months. Marley, thank you so much for joining the Shaletta Show.
Thank you for having me.
At 11 years old, girl, you're supposed to be playing hopscotch and eating Chico sticks and hot Cheetos and Takis and, putting on lip gloss. What made you decide you were going to do something to change the world?
I was really passionate because my mom had always encouraged me to be a problem solver, but I did not found Grassroots Community Foundation. That was actually founded by my mom in 2011. But my campaign is, and 1,000 Black Girl Books is an offshoot and a project based on the support of my mom and her foundation. But I was really excited because my mom had always launched programs through Grassroots, including one called Super Camp, which is a leadership camp for young black girls and for girls in basically my county and an area in New Jersey. So we always had an opportunity to see black girls and be surrounded by one another. And once I got around to middle school age, we were encouraged that we should start thinking about solutions we had to problems that we were passionate about and social issues we cared about. So for me, I love to read, and it was something that I had always, always loved to do. So when it came my time through grassroots and through Super Camp to think about how was I going to actually help other people and how was I going to shape the world, I began to think about and create 1,000 Black Girl books. So the goal originally was to collect 1,000 books for Black girls with the main characters and donate them to schools and communities that need them. And now it is kind of grown into not only focusing on collecting books, but into encouraging and educating other young kids about how their passions can change the world.
Oh, my goodness. At 11 years old. And now you're 15. You've got your own book, Marley Diaz, Get It Done, So Can You. That's been out for 2 years. That book is so empowering. What made you decide to write your own book?
Well, I've been messing with that idea for a long time, ever since the campaign started to pick up more traction. I really was always interested in helping kids because a lot of kids ask me for direct advice on how exactly they can solve a problem, and it's hard to explain with just kind of like one thing. So I wanted to use the book both as a guide and a resource for parents and kids as to how they can support one another and how parents can actually be there in the moment when their kids have problems and help turn those things into solutions rather than let them sit in kids' hearts and make them think that they can't change the world. So it was really important for me to think about that and really use the book as a tool and a guide that could potentially create a better future for so many other kids like me.
How are you so seasoned? I'm talking to you, and you talking to me like you 48 years old, and you're 15. I know your mother had a lot to do with that, so kudos to your parents and your community and your tribe for raising such a strong, dedicated, and determined young Black woman. But where did this confidence come from?
The confidence really came from my parents. I think for a lot of parents, one thing that to anyone that's listening, it's really important to reinforce your child's greatness before someone challenges it. Like, I've had people say a lot of negative things towards me, and I felt like people didn't like me, but my parents had always told me before those things happened that I was strong, that I was brave, that I was confident, and that these things were really important as to who I was. So I think one thing that can help a lot of kids out there develop their confidence is to focus on seeing yourself as great before anybody else challenges it, and not to wait for moments of really difficult times to address problems to try to prevent them from happening in the first place.
You know, as a mom, I needed to hear that. I've got a young Black boy who is 14 years old, and he is dealing with the law right now. George Floyd not being able to go to school because of COVID-19, having to learn how to deal with police officers. And he's being, you know, challenged, like you said, at every turn. And so I think it's so important for parents to lift their kids up so that they are so high when they go out of the house, that they are so high when they have those encounters, that they are so high when they have those negative posts on their social media pages that come out of nowhere, that it doesn't knock them off their high horse. You know, build them up before someone else gets a chance to tear them down. That's the way I like to live my life. That's the way I like to raise my kids.
Yeah, and that's something I believe is important for all parents, is to try their best. And if they can't do it in those moments, to at least admit your mistakes and try to have open conversations about what kids hopefully want to see and what they feel like will actually help them become better. It can be definitely difficult for everybody to feel like I did wrong by somebody else and I wasn't able to help them when I needed to. But by working towards and recognizing those things, we can create a new generation of kids that really feel as though they have power, potential, and the ability to change the world in any way they want to.
And that's so important because, you know what, just because you start off wrong doesn't mean you can't change it. I wake up every morning and pray to God that he makes me a better parent. That's one of my prayers because I want to recognize the greatness in my children. I have four children, and I want to see what their gifts are. And it's such a blessing that your mother saw your gift and you're impacting so many people and so many young people and making us old folks get our stuff right because you got your stuff right. So, you know, my daughter, when she saw you at the Democratic National Convention and you were speaking, and whenever she sees you in news stories or, you know, in the paper, we read your things together, I actually let her stay up late holding her book because, honey, she thought you could see her just because she could see you. And she was like, Molly, look, it's me, Cameron. I'm like, Lord, baby, she can't see you, but it's okay. And she was just so excited to see you, not just because of what you do, but because of what you represent. What does it mean to you to be an ambassador for young African-American girls like my daughter?
Well, it means a lot, and I hope that, you know, I will become less of an ambassador and more of a friend to all of them. I think it's really awesome that a lot of kids can look up to me and believe that I set an example for them, but I want them to exist right beside me, and I hope that, you know, right now I will always express gratefulness for the kids that see me as someone that they feel like they can be, but I want them to be the best versions of who they are, and I hope that I can encourage them to focus and actually and put forward some of their ideas and passions rather than wanting me to be the only vehicle in which they can see change.
And you know what? Don't go anywhere. Stick around. When we come back, young black girls and everybody, they're going to be seeing more of you because you have a new show on Netflix that I am so excited about. We're going to tell everybody about that. You guys stick around. More with Miss Marley on The Shaletta Show when we come back. Oh, my God, this is amazing. I'm taking notes. She's 15 and I'm 48, and I have learned so much about greatness and children and, whew, Lord have mercy. I tell you what, when the Bible says a child shall lead them, I think Jesus was looking down on Miss Marley Diaz. She has done so much for making sure that we have representation in books and bringing awareness and creating change and speaking truth to power and being fearless. And she is on The Shaletta Show right now because she's got a brand new show on Netflix. Now, Miss Marley, in going to school and being a teenager and being a change agent and grassroots organizing, when did you have time to create a Netflix show?
So when it came to bookmarks, it had always been an idea in my head of wanting to host something that was either surrounded about activism, diversity, or anything of the sort that kind of relates to 1,000 Black Girl Books and my passions and things I've talked about. But it's been super exciting, and the offer really came to my table, but it had been something that I thought about, you know, independently and always wanting to move some of my ideas into a more mainstream media, especially places like Netflix. So we were able to film it in July and COVID safe, and I had to keep a secret from my friends, and I was very excited for the project to come out. But now I'm super proud of it, not only because of the books and the messages of the books, the readers we have, but also the fact that it's available for free on YouTube, on Netflix Junior's YouTube channel. And we have a website that has a list of so many other books that we weren't able to conclude, but we believe still stand by the messages and the importance of bookmarks as a show. So having this kind of really explode and the internet loving it and supporting it so much means a ton to me because it's a project that I really hope and I'm happy to see that it's succeeding because it spreads a message to help other Black kids, but to also help kids and families who are not Black.
And, you know, that's the thing. We were watching it, my daughter and I, and, you know, you've got celebrities reading several books that you've picked. And they're reading it to all children, you know, and this show empowers little Black kids because they see themselves on the covers and in pages of books. And it's not just historical books. You know, we see so many times young Martin Luther King, young Kobe Bryant, you know, so, you know, we already know about those people, but we're getting introduced to new characters and new situations and new stories about African-American characters. How important was that when you went about selecting which books would be included?
So for me, I actually got to work alongside a wonderful man named Kevin A. Clark, who is a professor and academic that is focused on diversity and inclusion and Black history. So he had originally written, and we still have the piece of paper, of a curriculum that Bookmarks is centered around, which talks about identity, respect, justice, and action. And just like you said, it was really important that we had and highlighted moments of the Civil Rights Movement and the enslavement period, but that is one of the main Black narratives in the media, or we wanted to show some more positivity and to explain the Black experiences and narratives exist beyond this. So it was super, super exciting to have people like Dr. Clark working alongside that were really focused and committed in the same way I was to making sure that, you know, we have things and we have stories out there that are helpful and are telling the truth in both positive lights and sometimes more difficult and complex lights.
Oh, my gosh. It's so amazing. I can watch it over and over and over again. Tell everyone some of the celebrities and some of the books that have been selected.
So some of the books that we have in bookmark is Soul Way by Lupita Nyong'o, who is read by Lupita Nyong'o. The Day You Begin, which is written and read by Jacqueline Woodson. ABCs for Girls Like Me, which is read by Marcy Martin. We have so many other amazing books, and we have Anti-Racist Baby by Ibram X. Kendi and read by Kendrick Sampson. So there are so many and really, really cool stories, and some of which I hadn't heard of before, some of which I was really pushing for. So it's a great, great plethora of stories that are being told, and hopefully more will come if we get second seasons and seasons and seasons after that.
We got to have it. I mean, we need it. And it's so important, and, you know, I always, talk to people about my daughter's book, and they say, oh, well, you know, that's a great book for young Black kids. I said, no, honey, this is a great book for all kids because, you know, diversity and representation matters, but it's also important for white kids. You know, you need to see my daughter's story. You need to see all of these stories because it is going to educate you and your family as well and shape the way you think and feel about African Americans. How important is it that these books get into the hands of white kids?
It's really important that these books get into the hands of all kids because we want to show and practice empathy by recognizing and listening to other people's experiences. I just said a couple minutes ago, and I was talking to someone else, that we are constantly surrounded by Eurocentric narratives, and it is completely fine to have that because we see them, we understand their history, we know who these groups of people are, and we know that white people come in many different shapes and forms and sizes, and we need to practice that same respect, that same exposure, that same experience with all other groups, including people that look like me. So it's really important that we have these books in the hands of all of us so that we can return the favor and we can do our best to be people that not only want to see ourselves and educate people about our experiences, but are willing to sit back, not talk, and listen to other people when they talk about their lives.
Oh, my God, you have been an amazing part of today's show. Thank you so much for being with us. Tell your mom and them we said thank you for raising such a good, strong African-American woman. I can't wait to see what's next for you, more of these shows, more organizing, more amazing things. I'm proud of you like you my baby girl.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, I'm going to send a case of her books. My husband and I, when we self-published, and we basically created the books and published the books so that we could give them away. We're selling them, but we're giving them away more than we're selling. So I want to donate a case, especially for little Black girls who have autism, because they just don't have any books with them on the cover. So that was so important for me and my husband to get that out there. So I'll go online and have the distributor go ahead and send you guys a case from the warehouse, and you can do with whatever you want to do with them. And God bless y'all for everything that you're doing. We really appreciate it, and we're so proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.